dispersion curves of some of the transition mount elements where we're filling the 3D bands. And this is the top row. This is 3D. So going through the periodic table, titanium, vanadium, chrome, iron, cobalt, nickel, and copper. So we already looked at copper. And in copper, the D bands were filled. And then there's this 4S state that's coming through here. And the Fermi energy cuts through the 4S state. If we go back to nickel or cobalt or iron, they have less electrons than copper, so the D bands aren't completely filled, and the Fermi energy moves down into this region where there was a high density of states. Right, so this is copper that we already saw, and the Fermi energy, the D bands were filled, and the Fermi energy was cutting through the 4S band. And now we're down in, this is the density of states for vanadium, and we go down into this region where there's this large density of states with all these peaks in it, because vanadium doesn't have as many electrons and the D bands aren't filled as much. And then you might say, well, there's more density of states, should be a better conductor than copper. But it's not, and part of the issue is the effective mass. These D bands are pretty flat and they have a high effective mass because of that. And copper, the S band is pretty steep. And that gives it a lower effective mass and makes it a better conductor. It turns out that the three elements with the highest density of states at the Fermi level are iron, nickel, and cobalt. So when you calculate the density of states of all the elements and then look at the Fermi energy, what's the density of states at the Fermi energy? Those are the three with the most. And maybe you'll remember from this discussion about the Sommerfeld expansion, that the density of states at the Fermi energy was important for calculating certain properties. It turns out that iron, nickel, and cobalt are the only three ferromagnetic elements at room temperature. So the high density of states is relevant for magnetism. The elements with a high density of states at the Fermi energy are more likely to be magnetic. Magnetism fell out of this course. So I used to teach magnetism in the course, but when I had to teach molecules at the beginning, the magnetism fell out at the end. So I'm not going to explain further about magnetism, but it's related to the density of states, and you need to you also calculate it from the microscopic states.